Okay. Specific activity for pre-emergence herbicides on most popular weed species in cotton cultivated in Manya University Farm, Sana Ibrahim.
So topic of my presentation is to study the specific activity of four pre-emergence herbicides on the most popular weed species in cotton cultivated in Manya University Farm. Cotton is one of the most important crops worldwide. In Egypt, the area cultivated with cotton is very much reduced. Farmers in Egypt avoid to cultivate cotton for two reasons. First, because the long season of cotton, more than 6 months, and the high cost of its production. A part of the cost of its production is related to weed control. So recent advantage in controlling weeds is to integrate different means, including herbicide. So the objective here is to integrate herbicide, pre-emergent herbicide, with hand hoeing. Materials and methods. We cultivate cotton, and this different species of cotton. This is Egyptian cotton, Gossypium barbadense. In America, Gossypium hirsutum. Hirsutum, I don't know how to pronounce, but different species of cotton. So cultivate this species of cotton in Manya University Farm during 2014 and 2015. We evaluate 10 treatments. Four treatments represent herbicide as single treatment, and another four treatment for the integration of herbicide with hand hoeing once at 60 days after sowing. One treatment is a cultural treatment using hand hoeing twice at 30 and 60 days after sowing. One treatment is didn't receive any kind of control. No herbicide, no culture treatment is served as unweeded control treatment. In 2014, we used four replicates for each treatment. But in 2015, we used three replicates. The replicates of each of the 10 treatments were distributed in completely randomized block design. So after sowing, just after sowing, we spray herbicides, and at 60 days after sowing, the four treatments that received hand hoeing, we use hand hoeing at 60 days after treatment. So at 90 days after sowing, we randomly choosing a square meter, an area of 1 square meter, and weeds in this area pulled carefully, taken to the laboratory and counted and weighted. Each species segregated to different species, and the number of each species were counted and weighted. Also, we calculate weed control efficiency from the 2 year data as percent reduction in the population density or the green biomass in relation to the unweeded control. Herbicide used in the current, so we used four pre-emergence herbicides with the trade names Amex, and with Amex, Stomp Extra, Lomax, and Diol Gold or Gardo. Amex, the common name for Amex Butraline, for Stomp Extra Bendedimethylene, Lomax Mesotrione, Diol Gold, or Gardo S. Metlaclor. Here is the chemical structure of the herbicides. The first and the two herbicides belong to dinitroaniline, group. The third herbicide belong to benzoyl cyclohexandione, and the fourth herbicide, imidacetanilide. The mechanism of action of the four herbicides, the first and the second and the fourth herbicide inhibit cell division, but the third one affect or inhibit HBBD enzyme, which and this enzyme is the key enzyme of for the biosynthesis of carotenoids. And we know the importance of carotenoids is to prevent the chlorophyll oxidation. We evaluate of all weeds evaluated in 2013. In 2014, we evaluate 12 weed species in 2012, but five were dominant. The most dominant species are five. Those weed species are signal grass, Brachiaria repens, field bindweed, Convolvus arvensis, variety arvensis, Nettlejute, Corchorus oleutereus, Deccan grass, Ischinocloa colonum, and Mexican fire plant, Euphorbia helioscopica. Those weed species, the five weed, the photo for those weed species as shown in this slide, but I forgot to tell that in 2015, we surveyed 16 weed species, but the only dominant species is Ischinocloa colonna. Here we see the frequency profile of the five weed species surveyed in 2014. So we find that Ischinocloa colonna represents about 20%, Brachiaria repens 30%, Corchorus oleutereus 20%, Euphorbia helioscopica 13%, and the Convolvus arvensis, variety arvensis 7%, and the other weed species represent altogether 7.6%. This frequency profile based on the population density. Based on the green biomass of the fresh weight of weeds, also in 2014, Euphorbia helioscopica represented 26%, Ischinocloa colonum represent 23%, Corchorus oleutereus 22%, Convolvus arvensis, variety arvensis 11.8%, Brachiaria repens 10.57%, and the other weed species altogether 5.37%. In 2015, although we surveyed 16 weed species, the only dominant species is Ischinocloa colonum, represent 98.82%, and the other 15 weed species represent 1.18%. This depends on the population density. Depend on the green biomass, Ischinocloa colonum 92%, Corchorus oleutereus 4.6%, Convolvus arvensis, variety arvensis 3.26%, and the other weed species 0.07%. Now we will show the efficiency of the herbicide against the Ischinocloa colonna. So I say that I combined the data of 2014 with 2015 to get the mean of the two seasons. And as a result, I calculate weed control efficiency based on the pooled data or the combined data of the two seasons. This is the data of the two seasons. Reduction in the population density of Ischinocloa colonna. We found that Amex, Stomp Extra, Gardo were effective in controlling this weed species, and with with or without hand hoeing, when they used as single treatment or when integrated with hand hoeing at 60 days after sowing. But what we see that Lomax was ineffective against this weed species, and when Lomax was integrated with hand hoeing once, it gave like 38%, and this 38% is the sole effect of hand hoeing. This is the effect of hand hoeing. It means Lomax is not effective or is not recommended to use against Eschinocloa corona. Reduction based on the green biomass, because we always calculate based on population density and the green biomass. We see similar data, Amex, Stomp Extra, with or without hand hoeing give good result. Lomax give like 12% reduction in the green biomass when it used as single treatment, but when it integrated with hand hoeing give like 48%. So Lomax is not effective against this weed species. Also, Gardo give moderate effect against when it used as a single treatment, but give excellent effect when integrated with hand hoeing. We did control with hand hoeing twice at 30 and 60 days after sowing, give like 65%. For Brachyria ribbons, the signal grass, Brachyria ribbons, reduction based on the population density, we found similar pattern because Eschinocloa colonum and the Brachyria ribbons are annual grass. So Amex and the Stomp Extra was excellent in controlling this weed species with or without hand hoeing. Lomax was ineffective. Gardo was weak effective, was give weak result, weak control, 24% as a single treatment, and they gave moderate control 68.7% when integrated with hand hoeing. For weeded control, only 40.5% control. Based on the green biomass, we see like Amex give good result with without, and Stomp Extra give moderate effect as single treatment, and they give excellent reduction in the green biomass as combined with hand hoeing. Lomax was ineffective. Moreover, the green biomass of this weed species increased more than the unweeded control in this treatment. For Gardo, as a single treatment, was ineffective, but give like 50% reduction in the green biomass when integrated with hand hoeing. Weeded control is not helpful in controlling this weed species. For Corchoras oleotrichus, this is annual herb, annual broadleaf weeds. So we see based on the population density that all the chemicals give satisfactory control again, even Lomax gives satisfactory control against this weed species. And the highest reduction was with Lomax with one hoeing. This give us idea about Lomax is selective for annual herb. Lomax is selective for annual herb and doesn't act as against the annual grass. Here, based on the green biomass, we found somewhat different pattern. We found like Amex as a single treatment was weak, give like 10% control. However, Amex when integrated with hand hoeing give 87.67% reduction in the green biomass. Stomp Extra give moderate effect as a single treatment and give excellent control when integrated with hand hoeing. Lomax give moderate control as a single treatment and the excellent control when followed by one hand hoeing. Gardo also as a single treatment give weak effect, 38%, but give excellent effect when integrated with hand hoeing. It seems to me that for controlling annual herbs like Cruciferous oleracearis, hand-hoeing combined with herbicide is important. Hand-hoeing with herbicide is important. Reduction in the population density of Euphorbia helioscopi. This weed species is hard to control, although it is annual herb, like Cruciferous oleracearis, but it is hard to control. We found that in most of the cases, except Lomax with hand-hoeing, guard with hand-hoeing, all the treatment, the population density of Euphorbia helioscopia increased in the treatment to more than the check. The green biomass is the same. So I know that the annual grasses here are not the most popular weed species, but I try to see what is the effect of annual grass, because something come surprising. When I integrate hand-hoeing with the treatment with Amex, Stomp Extra, and Gardo, I see something of antagonism. Hand-hoeing antagonizes the effect of those three herbicides, because the herbicide give good result. A single treatment here, with the exception of Lomax, but the other herbicide, Amex, Stomp Extra, and Gardo, when integrated with hoeing, weeds increased in the treatment. And I don't have accurate explanation for this result, except that in the plots free from other weed species, it may this allow grasses to grow, perennial grasses to grow in free area from the competition, to grow better.
We're out of time.
Time finished? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, speaker.
No question?